Okay, so we just did Ani Yeshen of Libi Er, called Doivi Doifik, according to Rashi, Libi Er, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was there, according to the Gra. It's talking about when they were with Galul, and it's talking about how our connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Libi, called Doivi Doifik, the Tamidei Chachamim is still in the Golos, Chochmah, the Nevi'im, etc. Then the Gra says that another pshat, a little bit of a complicated pshat. Let's see if we can get through this. He says like this: Inyan acher, kiyesh, all the philosophers, if you want to call it, and the Jewish writers write about these three things. There's Toiv, Arev, and Mayel. Toiv is something objectively good. Arev is something sweet. It's not necessarily good, but sweet. And Mayel is something which is productive, has a good Veroshe Tevois, Tam, Toiv, Arev, Mayel. For example, food. Yesh arev, umayel v'toiv. There's something which is objectively good, arev, and it's good for, and it's moyel. It does something for you. Humash etzibsa. Let's take a food. You can have candies. Arev is sweet, but it's not good for you. You can have something which is good for you. It's toiv. Bread or whatever, it fills you up. And moyel is something healthy. It's not arev, it's not sweet, it's not objectively good, but it's moil. It helps you with something specific. So you want to help your stomach, so you eat this type of food. This type of food, you want to drink water, it's moil for a specific thing. You want to keep it hydrated. So humash, so arev toiv is something which a Torah commands. The love and taiva of Noshim is sweet. Avas kroivim, family is moil. Let's get you somewhere. And avas bali midas toivis, and following people that give us set a good example, is toiv. Yesh oida avas ukamayim ponim. Is not arev and not moil and not toiv. It's just a fact. Achoisi, Hashem is. I have an ava of moil to him, like a relative. Ra'ayasi is arev, and yenasi is loyal to him, is toiv. Okay. So basically, on all three bechinas, we kept our avatar Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, the Avodah to Kodesh Baruch Hu is positive in every way. It's enjoyable. It's practical. Boil, it's practical. And it's time, it's the right thing. Bachutz. I'm outside. The kvutzos says my hair is to say Lila is geshem. It's all wet, which means Ani Yeshena Begalus Rishon, the Libi Er, Hemanche Knesset, Dolov, Kaldoidi, Dafik, Idan, Avim, etc. Ha'inin, Shebegalus, Elon of Shefa, Kayadua. In Golus, we lost our Shefa from Hashem. So, Roshinim Latol, Pirish, Sheish Eitzli, and this print is mixing in all the different shots. It was a little confusing from the different ones. But anyway, so you just use the other one. So he says that basically, it's saying here that I'm in the galus and my hair is full of tal and my curls is just to say light is like rain. And basically, we'll read it inside. But basically, the point what he's saying is that our hashpah from Kadosh Baruch Hu in the galus is severely limited. And even though we still feel, we still know about and Talmidei Chacham, the Nevi'im, etc. But in reality, our hashpah is limited. So he says like this: Sheish beit minei schar, schar Torah, schar mitzvahs, schar Torah is tal. Like it says, tal oris tal achad. The Gemara says, yahav katal likhi, yahav kamata likhi, tizal katal rossi. The mitzvahs is like rain. The Torah mitzvahs ain't very same. By the way, Zera king has no. Achim roi va'olam einam ruim einam nesh Hashem ba'olam. Zera afal tzedikim shbeim ki yadu Hashem yisbarach mitzvah l'chol Yisrael. Ba'olam az abal peres. Vezeh shem pischli me'at b'tshuva. Ve'ol ucha lava la'aretz Yisrael shreishin matal b'schar Torah kibbutz ha'isav ha'inu schar mitzvahs. He's basically saying like this: the kol zman we're in Golos, we can't really reap the schar of mitzvahs. Like it says in the Torah Chacham, if you do mitzvahs, like I'm sorry, in Shema, V'ayim Shema Tishmol mitzvahs Asher Anochim Mitzvah Eschem Hayoyim. So if you do mitzvahs, I'm going to give you schar. But what type of schar are you going to get? The schar in Olam Hazeh. So the Ramban writes that that schar is Bloshon Rabim. Why? Because schar of mitzvahs only comes when the entire society is doing it. So when the entire society together is doing it, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the entire society a gevaldika bracha. Okay? So that's how you get schar of mitzvahs. But he's saying here that schar of Torah somehow can come even in the Golos. So we're waiting to receive the schar of the Torah that we could ask for. Again, I don't have the right prints. I'm sorry. Well, let's start the next puzzle. So we have a little time and we started late. So we'll get the next, we'll go over it maybe tomorrow. Pashatati es kutonti, echoch el bashen, rachatati es ragle, echoch el tanfe. I already took off my clothes. I can't put it back on. I already washed my feet. I don't want to get them dirty. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, what he means is, kvar lamadati la'atzmi drochim acherim lo'yucha loshom eilecha oid. I'm tired. I'm reading the Golos. Are you going to ask me to come back? I'm here already. I got home from a long day's work. I already took off my jacket. I already took it off. And we're comfortable in the Golos. These right? Remember, Parakeh started off with Vasi Lagani, and then it went straight to Golos. Anila Shena, we fell asleep and we were in Nigla. And now, in the Golos, we're comfortable.
So that's a response of Paishol to...
Right, they're like, listen, I'm not going anywhere.
This is the response.
Right, you're saying that you're still alive, and you're saying all that, but on the other hand, you don't really want to wake up. You don't really want to come.
So Kodesh Baruch was trying to be Messiah.
Right. That's why she says the fish and pasach hakos and bloshen ani yeshena called oidi doifek. See in bloshen tshuva and mefelas aloshen doifek aladelis beis mishkav hashina balelis. I'm knocking, and he says I can't come to the door right now. I'm in my pajamas. Sorry. So you're like, okay, so get dressed and open and come to the door. Nah, I already took it. Come back tomorrow. So yeah, we did not respond to the knock. Basically, is what he's saying. Right? We were sent to the Golos, Ani Yeshena, and Akash Baruch Hu's heir. And he's knocking, and he's saying, "Open up! I still want a chibur to you. You still have Talmidei Chachamim. You still have Nevi'im. You still have connection to me through Torah." And our response was, "No, not now. I'm too tired." Right. So, like the Goyen says, he says, "What does it have to do with you took off your clothes?" He says, "Someone could wear the same clothes for a couple of days. Once you took them off, you can't put them back on anymore. It's too mias." He says, "And it's begeder that our anhaga was getting worse and worse. Okay, but you could always change. But once you got so comfortable, there's a point where you can't change anymore." So that's this gather, Pashatati's Kotanti. The disgusting Hanhaga is already, I took it off, Kilo, like, I'm comfortable with this. I can't change, really. So, and we'll see that tomorrow. The midos and the mitzvahs, it was the whole Hanhag of Klal Yisrael was such that it wasn't changeable. So Mamela, that we were very stuck. So Hashem's gonna have to do something drastic now to wake us up and get us out of this galus. Okay, so we'll see what it is. I'm sorry we started late today. Okay. Shkarach. Shkarach, sorry tomorrow. Mr. Hashem, we'll continue.
Shkarach.